Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our nutritional co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And we also have with us Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritionist. He also manages our downtown store.
Well, good afternoon as well.
All right. Well, we were scheduled to have a guest today, but he had a little bit of a problem, I believe, so we won't have a guest today. Instead, I'm going to tell you about omega-3 fatty acids. You know, a study was published this week, the early part of this week. It was done in, look who's here. Our guest has arrived. Isn't that nice?
He must have been coming from New Jersey.
He must have been coming from New Jersey. A lot of traffic. Okay. Anyway, so we do have a special guest today, but I'm going to hold off introducing him to you for a few moments. I want to set the stage with some of these comments. Now that he's here, we can change our subject matter a little. You know, the usual subject matter of the show is nutritional supplements, how they can improve your health, fight disease, and contribute to a longer and healthier life. And we try each week to update you on recent research that supports the value of supplements in this regard. And we could talk now, for example, about a new study showing that B12 seems to protect the brain from shrinking as we get older, thus reducing the risk of developing dementia.
Well, in addition, we could tell you about the various nutrients that have been shown to exhibit a protective effect against various cancers. Nutrients like vitamin D, lycopene, selenium, vitamin E, resveratrol. We could talk about how the recent study showing that the omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA from fish oil, may reduce the risk of macular degeneration by about 70%.
But nutritional supplements are not the only thing that you can do. There are other steps that you can take besides nutritional supplements to improve your health and slow down the aging process.
Well, according to a recent article in the medical journal Circulation, and I quote, "Aging is a process, not a disease. We cannot stop the aging process, but an impressive body of scientific research is teaching us that individuals have a great deal of control over their immune system and their own aging process. How long you live really depends in part on how you live. There are many things that people can do to improve their immune system and their aging process. And these will enable them to live in relatively good health significantly longer than the current average lifespan for humans." And that whole thing was a quote.
And one of the things that we know can slow down the aging, that can slow down aging and increase immune function besides supplements, is exercise. And a recent study in the American Journal of Epidemiology found that adults who are regularly active, whether through exercise or work, are less likely to develop a range of cancers. Specifically, exercise was linked to lower risk of colon, liver, pancreatic, and stomach cancers.
Well, another new study looked at men and women with coronary heart disease. Unfortunately, people with heart disease frequently limit their physical activity due to shortness of breath, chronic fatigue, circulation problems in the leg, or other symptoms of the disease. But this is a mistake. As a study published in the American Journal of Cardiology showed, the death rate was highest among those who had the lowest level of physical activity. The conclusion was that people with heart disease, and I quote, should do whatever they can to avoid being sedentary.
And that brings us to our guest, Mr. Sal Fischera. Sal's an exercise physiologist, fitness consultant, and the author of a great new book, Stop Aging, Start Training. He's a frequent guest on various TV programs and has had articles published in numerous magazines. And welcome to the Wilner Window, Sal.
Hi there. Great to be here.
Thank you for having me.
We're worried about you.
It looks like he jogged here, I think.
Well, actually, I did from... City Hall. Trains just stopped from there, so I took a nice little jog, and then I waited in the lobby for about 10 minutes. So.
I'm glad to be here. They thought you looked suspicious in your shorts.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's clear that most people need to get more exercise, and as we touched on earlier, the health benefits are definitely well documented.
Absolutely.
And studies have found exercise improved metabolism, cholesterol levels, blood sugar, heart rate, bone density, and much more. And this is obviously one more important way to reverse the aging process. And we know this, but why is it so hard for people to find a way to get more exercise?
Well, you know, that's a big concern, particularly in our culture. I think it's multifactorial, though. There could never be just one particular reason. But I think that as we become more technologically advanced, there are too many options, whether it's for entertainment or work. And it simply is a situation or a pattern where over time we become less and less active. Even just to get groceries, we can just call it up through, let's say, a Fresh Direct or a call up for intake, a take of food. People are just doing their activities indoors with computers and all the other various options from CDs and PlayStations and so forth. So people need to be actually motivated. They need to understand how wonderful it really feels to get out and start moving.
Hey, people take their car to the gym. They don't walk anymore.
I know, and they take their car to the gym.
And they try to find a very close parking spot to the entrance.
That's right. That's right.
As close as possible.
Yeah, the malls, God forbid, you find a spot that's not too near the entrance to the store you want. It's a challenge.
And they even have escalators.
It's a challenge.
Well, I think also people start putting their dogs on treadmills and go for the walk. But the other thing, too, of course, as you all speak about on a regular basis, is diet. And it's just frightening to see the various options. Now, when I was a child growing up in the 60s, we had a lot of treats, a lot of desserts, but the variations have risen tremendously. And now we have coffees that are loaded with 700 calories of fats and sugars. So now we have college students that think that they're drinking a regular cup of coffee, but they're actually drinking a whole meal's worth of empty calories. Yeah, so couple that with the sedentary lifestyle, we've got a serious obesity problem.
How much exercise does the average person, or let's say the average senior person need?
Well, if you're saying a senior who's been sedentary, then I would suggest 4 to 6 times a week, more or less, like 15 minutes at a time. But if a person has been active, after all, when we say a senior or older person, they can...
Somebody old, like Dr. Podell, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, or somebody old like me.
Well, you both look pretty young, so I don't know what you mean by old, but I would make you guys, if I was your trainer, I would make you guys go out and do at least half an hour every day, 7 days a week. And the reason why I say every day is because even though the American College of Sports Medicine in the past had said 3 to 5 days was sufficient, and that was at a time when we were more physically active as a culture, we have to remember that the body was designed to be in motion. The body... It's amazing, but the body, as a miracle, can do so many things when it stays in motion on a regular basis. So just going out 3 to 5 times a week really is not sufficient. So as far as an aerobic, general, basic type of movement, I'd say 5 to 7 times per week, but we also need to add resistance and flexibility conditioning as well.
I always suggest resistance, especially to some of the women, concerned about osteoporosis.
Right, yes.
You have to let your body know that your bones have to be strong.
Absolutely. Women, I consider that to be one of the biggest ironies of working out or exercise in general. Women actually need weightlifting a lot more than men do, but it's the men who always tend to do it. And when I first entered the industry, the fitness and wellness industry, 21 years ago, there were a lot of women getting into weightlifting, but somehow over the last 10 years or 5 years, it seems that a lot of women have drifted away from that. They seem to think that a lot of the classes that are being taught is sufficient if they carry 1 or 2 pound dumbbells. That's not enough to overload the muscles to strengthen the bones.
Anyways, Sal's the author of an excellent book. It's called Stop Aging, Start Training. And let's see, who published it? Basic Health published it. It's available at all the local bookstores. I'm sure Barnes & Noble has it.
Barnes & Noble.
Borders, and
right.
You can get it online. And, of course, you can get it at Wilner Chemists as well.
Yes.
So we're selling the book, too. It's an excellent book. And the interesting thing I found is Sal uses about 4 or 5 models in the book to illustrate the exercises that should be done. And one of the models is a 76-year-old lady.
Yes.
And that's your mother.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you, she looks in great shape, and she's doing all these exercises. And, you know, if that's the way she looks at 76 years old and she can do all of those things, all of you ladies, get on the bandwagon and start doing it.
That's right. Start moving.
That's true. Also, Sal is going to be signing his book, Start Aging, Stop Training, at Wilner Chemists, both stores. Monday, tomorrow, he's going to be at the Park Avenue store. You're going to be there from what time?
From 12 to 2.
12 to 2 at a Park Avenue store. Sal will be signing his book. It's an excellent book. Retail price is $18.95, but of course we give a 20% discount at Wilner Chemists. And Tuesday he's going to be at the downtown store, 253 Broadway, where Sam Forbes hangs out, and you'll be there from 12 to 2 also on Tuesday.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, excellent. All right, so why don't we pause for a short break? Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call if you have any questions specifically about exercise. And if not, if you have questions about anything else, also give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
This is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Sal Fischera. And we'll be back after these messages.
Jaru Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jaru Formulas Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jaru products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and Naturade are 35% off the full lines. American Health Enzymatic Therapy Natural Nature's Way, 30% off list, also full lines, and there's more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And did you receive our current product reference catalog? Pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free, and if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta if you happen to live near there. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll continue our discussion and your phone calls in just a moment.
Are you confused about red yeast rice? On the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. On the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. What should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we've done some checking. We have mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for. One of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We are offering Doctor's Best Red Yeast Rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, one-half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600-milligram veggie cap, 120 per bottle, and a 120-milligram tablet in a 60-tablet size. Both are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. This is a deal you don't want to pass up. Doctor's Best, Red Yeast Rice, 600-milligram veggie caps, or 1,200-milligram tablets, now on sale at Wilner Chemists, one-half price.
If you are looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Peak Immune 4. Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylin compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that Peak Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases levels of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Peak Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Peak Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes, our special guest, Sal Fischera. And Sal's the author of an excellent new book, Stop Aging, Start Training. And he's our guest here in the studio. And if you folks have any questions for Sal or anything else related to nutrition, give us a call here, 1-800-321-0710. And now let's say hello to Ellen, calling from Port Washington, Long Island. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. I want to ask you, should I do, I go to a gym and I use the machines, and I want to know, should I do eight repetitions of a heavyweight or five repetitions of a heavyweight, or a little lighter weight and do, say, 15 repetitions? What would you suggest?
What do you think, Sal?
Well, my answer would actually be a question. What is your primary goal? What are you looking to attain by lifting weights?
Okay, to strengthen, to avoid osteoporosis, and to start building up muscle strength, which I have, because when I started the gym 6 months ago, when I used the free weights, I was up to 3 pounds. That was about it. Okay. I can do 8 pounds now.
Congratulations. That's great. Well, that's exactly the goal and the ability that we can achieve through overload. So that's good that as your muscles adapt, you lift heavy weights. But in answer to your question, I would suggest that you stay within the range of 10 to 12 repetitions.
Okay.
People who lift five weights that are so heavy that they can only move the weight five times usually are power lifters.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted to build bulk, if you were looking to compete in a bodybuilding contest, then I would suggest 7 to 10 reps. But in your case, 10 to 12 would be great.
And how many sets? 10 to 12 and how many sets?
Well, do you consider yourself to be fit?
Well, I feel like I'm a little fat, but I mean, I'm not that fat. But
all right. Well, I mean, aside from carrying a little excess fat tissue, but do you consider yourself to be fit or healthy? Okay. Well, then you know what? You could challenge yourself with 3 to 4 sets per exercise.
And how many? Oh, excuse me. I was going to ask you. So, if I was working, let's say, on my back, how many machines would I use in one morning to work on my back?
Well, I'll have to talk in general terms because to really answer your question specific to you, I'd have to see what your workout has been up until now. But in general terms, I would suggest 3 to 4 exercises of 3 to 4 sets each. And that's for someone who's already been doing it for a little bit of, you know, a little bit of time, and that you're experienced and already, I have to say that your muscles have already been introduced to that type of exercise. If you were a beginner, I would suggest, if you were a beginner, though, I would just say that do 1 set, 2 sets of 2 exercises per muscle group. But in your case, I think you could advance and consider even split routines.
I do back and biceps, chest and tris, and then shoulders and my legs.
Okay, that sounds good. That's good for now. But there are other ways to do split routines, and I'd be more than happy to discuss that further with you at another time.
Okay. I'd like to congratulate you for the effort you're doing. You're an inspiration.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people out there who might be reticent about doing what you're doing, and the fact that you're doing it, I think, is terrific.
Now, can I ask you one other thing? I get leg cramps, and I was wondering whether they're affected. I changed the way I take my vitamins. But I take Prevastatin, and I took some statin drugs for cholesterol. Now, does that cause my leg cramps? I stretch. I went on the web, and I looked for what I could do. So I'm taking vitamins at night with water instead of in the morning. I try to keep hydrated.
Where did you get that information that you should take them at night?
On the web.
Yeah. Be careful what you read.
Oh, so
it's not always correct.
So I should take them in the morning?
Mostly, sure.
And how do I avoid the leg cramps?
Well, number one, there is a possibility that the cramping could be a result of the statin. You may be getting a bit of a... Do you take CoQ10?
Yes.
Okay. Then that, if you take enough of it, at least 100 milligrams...
Yes.
Then that should hopefully alleviate that particular problem with the statin.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Could the cramping, Dr. Podell, possibly be to, let's say, lack of magnesium or potassium?
Well, sure. Those things can all be checked. But if you are low on magnesium and potassium, that will tend to bring it out. There are a lot of other causes, of course, so therefore you have to check them.
I just took, a blood test, with all that information. And everything came back fine. Nothing seems to be lacking, but I still get the leg cramps. And I changed from Lipitor to Prevastatin, but I still get the leg cramps.
Well, let your doctor know. You could increase your Q10. You could double it if you want.
Ah, okay.
And, if your doctor doesn't mind, take a good magnesium-potassium combination formula. Many brands have it, and see what that does for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Ellen. Do you work with a trainer?
Well, can I tell you the truth? I work with a trainer, but you know what? I think that I watch them in the gym, and I was not satisfied at all. Mm-hmm. I feel I do more by myself, but maybe I don't have the right trainer.
That's probably correct. Try and find somebody, because you want to make sure you're doing the... how old are you, Ellen?
68.
Okay, good for you for doing this, and you probably should have somebody to guide you.
Yeah.
And someone
stretch,
who you can...
And stretch,
right. Actually, can I make a suggestion,
yes,
too?
Okay, we've got 30 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead.
To prevent cramping from an exercise standpoint, just make sure that you do enough of an aerobic warm-up prior to lifting weights and do an aerobic cool-down afterwards, and make sure you're not stretching too aggressively before exercise, but rather afterwards.
Okay, Ellen, thanks so much for that call, and continue what you're doing. Okay, it's time for another quick break. We're interviewing Sal Fischera, author of Stop Aging, Start Training. And as we said, he'll be signing his book at both of our stores Monday and Tuesday. Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZ-C, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
And now let's go to the traffic report.
And good afternoon, Steve Reggie at the WOR Traffic Desk, and we're looking at some delays at the Lincoln Tunnel. It's about 30 minutes leaving the city, but inbound, just about a five-minute wait. Holland Tunnel out of the city about 5, but inbound about 30 from the Turnpike and 15 from the 1 and 9 approach. George Washington Bridge, upper deck, 25 inbound, 10 on the outbound side. And you're looking at some delays on the West Side Highway southbound. In the 150s, we have an accident pushed off to the shoulder. Not a bad ride in Queens right now. In Brooklyn, looking pretty good. New Jersey, everything's moving fine on the George Washington Bridge. So far, so good on the Garden State Parkway, New Jersey Turnpike, and Palisades Interstate Parkway, all moving along pretty much at the speed limit. This report is a service of Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. If your skin has its senior moments, try new Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. It restores dry, tired, lifeless skin when ordinary lotions can't. Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion really works. Steve Reggie at the WOR Traffic Desk.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes, our special guest, Sal Fischera. Sal wrote a book called Stop Aging, Start Training. And the subtitle of the book, by the way, is Look and Feel 20 Years Younger. How about that? Could you imagine you train a little bit and, you know, you start, you look 20 years younger.
Well, it's like a little more than a little bit.
I'm gonna beef up my training routine.
Okay. I'll be watching over you.
Okay. All right. Let's say hello to Paula calling from Florida, New York. Hi, Paula.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm calling about folic acid and vitamin E.
Okay.
I'm calling about the controversy about vitamin D and folic acid, the upper limits of the amount to take.
Okay. Now, what did you say? Vitamin E is in Edward or D
is
in David?
Vitamin E is in Edward.
Okay.
And
so,
folic acid.
So tell me what your concern is.
Well, I'm not sure what the latest is on vitamin E supplementation. My daughter is a pharmacy student and made me promise not to take a vitamin E supplement other than what's in my, which is 60 international units, I think, my daily vitamin.
No, I would disagree because, number one, vitamin E is really 8 isomers. And if you're talking about the D-alpha isomer, D-alpha tocopherol, you know, perhaps 60 or 100 units of that, you know, might be okay. But there's other parts of vitamin E which aren't measured in units, something called gamma tocopherol.
Right.
You know, there you should be, you know, probably with a few hundred, taking a few hundred milligrams.
Right. Usually what you get is the 400. You start off, well, you can start off at the 200 and the 400.
Yeah, but the 400 should be a mixed tocopherol.
Mixed tocopherol.
If you get a mixed tocopherol, you're getting 400 IUs of the alpha, plus you're also getting the gamma and the delta and the beta as well.
Okay, but it's not an overdose. I mean, it's not.
No, not at all.
Now, folic acid, I think it was even in your magazine that I, or in your catalog, that I just came upon the findings that too much folic acid can cause cancer?
Well, too much of anything is not good.
I know.
What did they call too much?
I don't remember what they called too much, but usually 400 you could get, you know, from the in the vitamin supplement. And then 800 was offered. And what is, well, I don't know, what is too much? I guess that is my question. What is too much?
Well, I think neither 400 or 800 micrograms is too much. I guess the current recommended dietary allowance from the government is 400. A lot of people are using 800. Now, when you get up to things like 5,000, we don't have as much data. And that may be good for certain circumstances, but it may have side effects. But at the 400 to 800 range, I don't think anybody is concerned about causing cancer. And indeed, lack of folic acid is thought to cause cancer in that it inhibits repair of DNA when it has problems.
Right.
And also, 800 folic acid has been used in prenatal formulas forever.
Yes.
Because it prevents, spina bifida, and those other things.
Right.
You know.
Okay, well, I just had this. My daughter just made me promise not to take
your daughter. Where does your daughter go to school?
Albany College of Pharmacy.
Yeah, well, you know, we have an 800 number at Wilner's, 800-633.
I am. I'm a customer.
No, tell her to call us, and we'll, you know, if she has any concerns, and we'll explain them to her.
She also has Sjogren's, and she's just diagnosed with Sjogren's, and getting her to do, she's not on any medication yet. But getting her to do anything about that supplement-wise is also a joke to her.
Well, what do you think, Dr. Podell?
Well,
anything nutritional? Sjogren's
is not a condition that has any research, as far as I can tell, of treatment with nutrients. You know, if someone came to me, I would recommend kind of the basics that bodies need to be healthy, which include multivitamins, some omega-3 oils, maybe some N-acetylcysteine for detoxification effects. But I don't know that anyone has proposed any nutritional therapy for Sjogren's per se.
Okay. The N-acetylcysteine, though, is good. I'll tell her about that. Okay?
And a multi and omega-3.
And she had, the multi and the omega-3. She is taking that, though.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Paula. Our guest today, Sal Fischera, as I've been telling you, wrote the book Start Aging, Start Training. And he, you know, when it came to talk about supplements, he gave us a nice push. He says, you know, if you want to know about supplements, get a book by, you know, Don and Arnie, The Best Supplements for Your Health. So, you know, thank you for that, Sal.
Well, I put in what I believe, so you guys are great.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I have a question for Sal. I mean, for people who are interested in starting an exercise program, perhaps maybe they may be intimidated or something, what's the best way to start? And perhaps you could tell us, you know, if they're not really big on exercise, what's the limit, the minimum amount of exercise that they can achieve any kind of physiological change?
Well, in terms of intimidation, I think it's something that we need to realize, first of all, that it's supposed to be part of our lifestyles. Mm-hmm. People tell me that, going to a gym is so unnatural, I want to be outdoors. But what they're not really realizing is that our overall lifestyle is unnatural. Sitting at a computer all day long is unnatural for the body. Going home and sitting in front of a computer or in front of the TV is unnatural, as well as the foods that we're consuming. So we need to compensate by preferably going to a gym, and I say preferably because of the variety and the opportunities to create intensity. But if you're just starting out, you could do so much at home. You could do so much just putting on a pair of sneakers, going out for a walk, for aerobics, for resistance. There are adjustable dumbbells. You just have one pair of dumbbells that could adjust to 7 to 10 different weights. So my suggestion, though, would be to make sure you start out on the right foot, because exercise, like medicine, can heal you, but if it's done improperly, it could hurt you. So either hire a trainer to do maybe 2 or 3 sessions set up the program, or make sure you have books or DVDs that could instruct you properly. And start light. You don't have to really knock yourself out, but I do believe in movement 7 days a week. For resistance training, if you're new, 2 times per week, not 2 days in a row, because you need for the muscles to recover. But, you know, stagger it so that you have 1 day on, 2 days off, and then 1 day on again.
Do you do private training?
Yes, I do. Okay. I still do.
All right.
Okay. In Sal's book, by the way, it's heavily illustrated with pictures. I said there's about 4 or 5 different models, and they show you how to do a whole bunch of exercises. So those of you who go to a gym and don't, for some reason, want to get involved with a personal trainer, this book is your own little private personal trainer. So it's a good book to have.
Actually, I do have one more suggestion as far as intimidation, and that is to make sure if you do join a gym and you're intimidated, team up with a friend. When you go with a friend, you could coach each other on, and that's a great way to start.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what Don and I did at the beginning. We worked together.
And do you still now?
No.
What happened? You outgrew each other?
We each do it. We have our own trainers. We both have the same trainer, but not at the same time.
Got it.
And now let's say hello to Julie, calling from her car somewhere in that great state of Georgia. Hi, Julie.
Hey, once I reached 40, I found it so easy to pack on the pose and so hard to lose. So what is the best exercise and eating regime to lose? Because I reach plateaus and then I stop.
Okay, so you're looking, you want to exercise and watch your weight and lose a few pounds?
Exactly. Plus, you know, the best foods to boost the metabolism, because it's much harder once you reach 40. I say your metabolism slows down tremendously.
Well, you know what? I have to say that there is one catalyst for slowing down metabolism, and that is the decrease in muscle tissue. Because once we pass our late 20s, mid-30s, our muscle tissue starts to atrophy. And unless we're doing what we call overloading the muscles, our muscles will degenerate at a rate of about 10% per decade. So it's important to keep your muscles strong, because once your muscles are stronger and denser, that will increase your metabolism round the clock. And then there is aerobic exercise, which is, of all other modes of exercise, the best way to burn calories. So for each minute of aerobics, you could potentially burn so much more than any other, whether you are doing yoga or weightlifting. But I definitely recommend that you consider a combined approach of aerobics, strength conditioning, and then, of course, there is a nutritional variables as well, not just in terms of what you eat, but how you eat the meals. 2 meals, not enough. That'll kill your metabolism. We need to eat small, frequent meals.
And the other thing, Julie, is the more muscle you have, the more calories you'll burn.
Right. So the best way, I thought, is strength training.
What I would suggest you do, are you somewhere near, you're somewhere near Atlanta, are you near the Buckhead area?
No, I'm not near the Brookhead.
Too bad. We have a Wilner Chemists at 2900 Peachtree Road in Atlanta, and they'd be very, very able to help you with 2900 Peachtree Road in Buckhead. It's in a little strip mall called the Peach, I think, and they'll be able to help you with with the proper foods and supplements.
And what kind of it's called Wilner? Can you spell that?
Willner.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Wilner Chemists of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. All right, I will look them up.
Okay. Yeah, they have a nice bunch of people there, and they'll be able to help you with your with the diet and supplements and stuff like that.
What I do on a regular basis, what I get in the most is like 30 minutes of swimming and 30 minutes of walking if I don't do anything else.
Well, one of the things about swimming is it's a good exercise, but probably of all of the exercises, it won't promote as much weight loss as the other because you don't have to. Your body is supported by the water. You know, you're not putting stress, as much stress on the muscles.
Actually, I have a small little blurb in my book where I compare swimming with other forms of exercise. And the other thing, too, is the body adapts to its environment. And to stay buoyant, the body needs to retain a certain amount of body fat.
Right.
And also for thermal regulation, to keep your organs protected temperature-wise, the body, too, again, will not burn as much fat. So it's a great exercise for the aerobic system, the heart and lungs, but it's not necessarily
ideal. Not a great weight loss one.
Or fat burning, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely.
That's interesting. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for that call, Julie. Okay, it's time for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about exercise or vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition in general, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Sal Fischera. And now we're going to bring you an educational moment from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that DHA from fish oil is an essential omega-3 fatty acid that's a required nutrient during pregnancy and lactation? DHA makes up approximately 20% of the human brain and plays a significant role in the mental development of kids. In fact, a study published in the Journal of Pediatrics showed that children of women who took cod liver oil during pregnancy had higher IQs at age 4 than children whose mothers took placebo. Omega-3 essential fats support the development of the fetal brain, eyes, and nervous system. In addition, research suggests that DHA deficiency after delivery may contribute to the development of postpartum depression. A recent national survey found that over 2/3 of pregnant women said their doctors never told them anything about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids during pregnancy. To maintain optimal health for both moms and children, supplement with a minimum of 300 milligrams DHA from fish oil daily. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell and Sam Forbes, our special guest, Sal Fischera, author of Stop Aging, Start Training. And by the way, Sal has a website for any of you folks who would like to, see what else he's doing or contact him. And Sal, tell us what your website is.
It is ForzaFitness.com. That's F like Frank, O-R, Z like Zebra, A. fitness.com.
Okay, www.forzafitness.com. Okay, and you can, I know he has his phone number up there, so anything you want, forzafitness.com. Okay, let's say hello to Mark from Philadelphia.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm calling for our daughter, who Arnie met one time. I popped into the store. She's 14 now, and she in elementary school she had been swimming. She's thin and built like a runner. But then junior high, she has a long commute now into schools, and she was more or less, except for the commute, less active. Now she started long distance running in the not track and field, anyway, long distance.
Cross country,
right. And she developed a pain in the bottom of her calf in the front. And her teammates told her to ice pack it.
Well, you know.
Shin splint.
I'm wondering.
That's what I think. Yeah.
It's a common problem for runners.
Yeah, is it shin splint? Is it actually, in other words, if you could see it, it would be micro cracks in the bone?
It could be that. It could also be microtrauma to the muscles. Maybe she's not giving the muscles enough time to recover. But the first two things that come to my mind would be, first, the footwear that she's wearing. It's very important to have the right type of footwear. There's a difference between long-distance running versus walking shoes versus cross trainers versus basketball shoes. So she has to make sure that if she's putting in the distance, she needs specifically running shoes and the higher quality. I believe that they are designed based on the mileage that a runner intends to put. And secondly would be her mechanics, in other words, how she's landing. I've seen a lot of runners actually landing on the forefront of the foot, the balls and the toes of the foot, which sends shockwaves up the front of the leg. So it's important that as she runs, she's very mindful to strike on the heel of the foot, roll, and then push off with the toes. So the mechanics of her run as well as the footwear, very, very important. And the icing, definitely, after all activities.
Oh, okay. Any supplement advice? I'm starting. All I have in the house is a little bit of calcium without the right ratio.
Well, I mean,
if I use up what I have, then I'll be able to get some more.
Well, supplementally, of course, anyone engaging in any heavy exercise, obviously should be on what we would call optimal multivitamin mineral supplement. Optimal meaning the optimal dose of each vitamin and mineral, which may require that you take 4 to 6 a day. There's a lot of products like this on the market. The Wilvite is a great example of an optimal dose multivitamin and mineral because it can gives you 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams of magnesium, which is optimal, 1,000 milligrams of C plus everything else. So you can start there. Fish oil, we always talk about omega-3 fats as being very good for the body, particularly with any kind of inflammatory situation. But often I recommend people who are doing any kind of exercise, particularly if they're sort of treating nursing a sports injury, is to take some kind of an arnica formula, arnica-based topical formula. One we often recommend is called Toprisin, T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. It's an arnica-based homeopathic formula. It's got all the anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving homeopathic remedies in the formula. And you rub it on anytime or probably before and after exercise and whenever you feel pain of any kind. But obviously, if there's a more serious situation, you may want to take her to a sports physician or
physical therapist.
Someone who can sort of isolate what's going on and perhaps there is a problem with the way she's running.
Okay, as a matter of fact, we do have some arnica in the house. Another thing, in anticipation of joining the team during the summer, we're in an apartment. We have a small trampoline. She was jumping on that, and one time she did. All of a sudden, she did like an hour's worth, not forcefully jump, but while watching something on television or something. And then pain above the knee, I think, around that area. Not sharp pain, but I mean a persistent ache, and she gave that up. She tried it again for a little bit, and it came back. So is that common, or can...
Well, I don't know how common that might be, but, you know, one possibility that comes to mind is she may be landing improperly. Always think in terms of with high-impact activities, how is a person landing, even though the surface is smooth, than if she were landing on pavement. But she may be locking out her knees, so is she really flexible?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I probably wasn't that. I think it was just too really easily done, but over, more than an hour, which is... too much and
could have been overtraining actually.
Yeah, and then she won't even use the trampoline for a few minutes to burn some erg, you know, over there.
Well, you know, don't forget at her age, with the little problems she's having in various places and times, you know, you may want to have her looked at by somebody just to make sure there's nothing damaging going on.
Right. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay, and next we have Peter calling from Manhattan. Hi, Peter.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a few questions about my parents. They're approaching the 80s.
Okay.
And my father is on Coumadin.
Mm-hmm.
And is it safe to take vitamin D3 when he's on Coumadin?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, of course, any time you add or subtract anything from a Coumadin program, it's wise to have your prothrombin time checked within a week, because there's just so many things that could, in theory, interact. But vitamin D3 isn't particularly noted for that.
Right. And another question on CoQ10. Which is the better one, fish or the vegetarian?
No, there is no real vegetarian or fish. CoQ10 is not that way.
Oh,
No, it may be combined with fish oil.
Right.
But it's not derived from fish oil.
So CoQ10 will be like just by itself. It's not like fish oil? Or
no, not at all. You can get CoQ10 all by itself if you wish.
Okay, one more question and I'll hang up. It's about Lyme disease. Does it come in any other colors or flavors?
What do you mean?
Thank you.
That's a joke.
Arnie
is still wondering.
I wasn't. Yeah, I'm still... Go figure. I'll tell you. Sometimes
there might be a lemon.
Sometimes I'm here and I'm up, but sometimes I'm sleeping.
Tootsie
okay.
Fruitsie.
Okay. Well, Sal, it was a pleasure having you today.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Sal Fischera, author of a book, Stop Aging, Start Training, Look and Feel 20 Years Younger. And Sal is going to be signing this book at Wilner Chemist at the Park Avenue store tomorrow. From 12 to 2, and Tuesday he'll be at the downtown store where Sam Forbes hangs out, 253 Broadway, Tuesday from 12 to 2, signing the same book, or hopefully a few different books. Okay, we need to pause for these short messages.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer.
Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Podell, Dr. Richard Podell, Sam Forbes, and our special guest was Sal Fischera. And this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi-Line of multivitamin supplements, and the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, now on 30% sale. And this is a two-hour show, everybody. And we will be back at about five and a half, about 5 minutes after three. So please stay tuned to the news and join us at five after three. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest...